a friend of mine, when she started working, there was no female managers, no female, they were only front of the line like secretaries. She became a manager, and then on her first year, she never received a cost of living increase. She asked them why. Did they have a problem with her job and her work? And they said, no, it's because you have a working husband. You don't need it. So it would have been about 40 years ago. She said, well, that's prejudiced. And the people that she was speaking to had somebody, had been prejudiced against. And so he said, you're right. She got a raise.
I recently posed the question to several locals. What does it mean to be a man today? I personally have an opinion on that. Makes sense. I'm a member of that particular species. I understand the ins and outs and the eccentricities of being a man. What about mom, nan, grandma, oma, aunt, sister, wife, partner, and friend? I was told in school there was no such thing as a dumb question. If you don't know, ask. So I pose the question, what does it mean to be a woman today? Here's what I learned.
Maybe 20 years ago, say, when I was coming out of school, that it was kind of women can have it all. You can have a career and you can have family and you can do everything. But now I feel like it's shifted to, and this is true for everybody, not just women, but you can have everything, just not all at once. There are phases, but I believe that things have really opened up for women. This is definitely where I felt a shift for sure over the last couple of decades, where activists for women's rights had previously been a little more specific career opportunities and equal pay and a lot of these more visible pieces. But I feel like there's actually been an acceptance now that women can choose what it is they want to be doing with their time, and time is finite, so we need to figure out where to channel that energy. And it doesn't necessarily have to be into a high-powered career, which is liberating. I think that's a good thing.
I pick up the role of man and woman. I work, I play with kids, I pay the rent, I pay the groceries, I also pay the childcare. Yeah, I do everything from running kids to school to working.
The role of women has shifted over the years. Women were more of the nurturer, they sort of took care of the house, and then it became more of an oppressive, you know, that was their place to be in the house and that they couldn't do other things. Women have sort of swung the other way and do everything. You know, they work full-time jobs, they have families, they take care of the house. I think in the 80s, 90s, maybe early 2000s, women were sort of not as likely to be the nurturer. They sort of wanted to push away from that. And I think that women are coming back to that role of nurturing, but still balancing a lot. So
I think being a woman today is about being equal and sharing responsibilities with your significant other and not necessarily having to be stay at home all day, where women can go to work as well as men. Shared equal responsibilities.
I own my own business. I have a full-time work schedule, very full. And then usually I need to make dinner only because I am probably the better one to do that in my house. Not because it's expected of me, but my kids just prefer that way. They'll eat my food most of the time.
I think it's about confidence. Find out what you like and what you want to do and what makes you happy. Definitely somebody to share passions and just adventures and take care of you so you can take care of them back and just make like a good teamwork.
To embrace the traditional roles within a relationship and flourish within them, allowing each individual to become the best they can be.
There's still a stereotype that you should have kids. And why don't you have kids? I still don't think there's full equality. Lots of people say there is. I still think that men get paid more than women regardless if they do the same job or not. Some things have changed, some things are still the same. It's gotten better. Definitely.
Well, I'm a woman and I'm a mom and I'm a wife, so it's very, very, very busy. Us moms now, we work. Us women, we work. We're in the workforce. We're working. We're shipping kids around to sports. We're cleaning a house. We're cooking our meals. We're supporting our husbands. It's very busy.
I'm really lucky to be a woman today because I grew up where my dad was like, you can do anything. And there was never, ever an issue where you couldn't do anything. So that's just how I've been my whole life. So I think I've just surrounded myself with people who accept me as I am. And so David's a perfect example that we're pretty equal, you know, in business. We talk business a lot. We have a lot going on, as you know. At home, he's super. We help each other. We do stuff. We're partners. That's just what it's like for me personally to be a woman today. I've never felt no pressures. You know, I was director of sales at Worcester Blackcomb, which is a male-dominated role. Been really lucky, I think.
So for me personally, I don't know, maybe I've been privileged in my life, but so far I've never really run into any issues where it's come down to me being a woman and having that be the main difference. Stories like with my mom and stuff, I could tell that there was a difference between her and myself, just in kind of opportunities, I guess you could say, sometimes.
I feel like I've been maybe a generation behind in my experience of having a family in Canada anyways. You know, we're both kind of working it out together in the same way that my older sisters, who are 7 and 8 years older than me, and I feel like we're more pioneering in the feminist sort of perspective. But it's been a learning experience for me too, because because I'm not sure what I want. I thought I really wanted the career, but when it came down to it, I really wanted a family. And now that I have a family, I feel a great pull to be home with the kids.
Well, we're basically the same as a man now. We have to work all the home stuff. The only time you get to do nothing is when you're sleeping.
I find my life is in change. Accepting the past and the experiences that I had to action of what's happening in my life today. When I was a young girl, I grew up in a very loving home, and my family, I had three brothers and I was the oldest. I'm a girl, of course. My family was very set on the values and such that led us as a human being. I understood what it meant to grow up and take care of my responsibilities. We were raised with lots of things in our home, you know, making our beds and cleaning out the bedrooms and all that sort of thing. But I've found that as I've gotten older, things have changed to a point where those core issues are not as important.
The picture of women at this point in time in history is very diverse. I think that there isn't one right way of being a woman, but I think being a woman is very hard work at this point. And a part of that is we're expected to be mothers, we're expected to be to work hard at our jobs, to take care of our families. There's a lot of pressure to take care of your elderly parents. We don't have as much support. Those of us who are mothers, we don't have as much support from family. Most of us don't live around our families anymore. So I think it's a lot of hard work and being resilient. I've found that for the most part throughout my career in a work environment, I've had a lot of people who support me and who are great mentors, and that's phenomenal. But I also think that it can be a bit of an uphill battle. There's a lot of questions that I get. I've gone to interviews where people have asked me, what's your childcare situation in the interview, which is appalling in 2017, but it happens. But I've also gone to interviews where I've had people be incredibly supportive, and the fact that I'm a woman, actually, they see it as a strength, and they want me to be working there because they think I bring a different opinion, which is amazing.